Okay, this is the review for International Awareness Final Exam, Semester 2. 復習のリスニング、おさらいのリスニング。まず1番、Keywords。勉強した文章の中で出てきた言葉。これが説明されて、どれが説明されているのかを分かるかどうか。いっぱいある。We have lots of keywords this time. First of all, from Ring of Poverty. Starvation. Starvation. Starvation means when you don't have enough food. Not enough food. That's starvation. Next, malnutrition.Malnutrition means when, if you don't eat for a long time, your body gets sick. If you don't eat enough food for a long time, your body gets sick. That's malnutrition. Next, unemployment. This means you don't have a job.No job. That's unemployment. Next, job skills. Job skills are the things you need to know. The things you need to know to get a good job. Like how to read and write and how to do math. Okay, the next one is baraka. 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 First,The blessing of life. 命の奇跡. This is the meaning of the word baraka. The blessing of life is the real meaning of the word baraka. Next. A ritual. A ritual is something we do, for a special meaning, as part of a ceremony. It's something we do as part of a ceremony. It's something that we do many times as part of a ceremony. Let's just say that. Okay. Next, Tibet. Tibet is a country that is now part of China, but is actually...wants to be a different country, and it's in the northwest part of China. And this is where the Dalai Lama is from. The Dalai Lama is from Tibet. Next, Kecha. Kecha is a dance that is actually a story.And it has no music, and it's from Bali. And this was in the movie, the Kecha dance. Next, the Maasai. The Maasai are a people, they are a people from Kenya and Tanzania. And they are, they can jump high and...They are a primitive culture, and they are nomadic. A very old culture, the Maasai. Next, the Aborigine. The Aborigine is the old culture from Australia. The original culture of Australia, the Aborigines.Next, a didgeridoo. A didgeridoo is a musical instrument that the Aborigine are famous for. It's a musical instrument. It sounds like... I'm sure you've heard it. Next, the kayapo. The Kayapo are a people or culture from Brazil, and they are the ones with the red paint on their faces, and they live in the jungle. A very ancient culture in Brazil. Next, chants or mantras. Chants or mantras are like songs that we sing for religion. So Christians have chants and Buddhists have mantras, and we saw many chants or mantras. They're like songs that we say repeatedly as part of a religious ritual. Okay, next. Wangari Matai. First of all, think globally, act locally. This means that we should consider the whole world and do something in our own country and try to help our own country or our own community to help the whole world. Okay, next is a PhD. This is a university degree. It's a high degree. It means doctor. So it's the highest university degree. Next, an ecologist. An ecologist is a scientist who studies nature. It's a scientist who studies nature. Next is Kenya. Kenya is a country in Africa, and it's where Wangari Maathai is from, and it's also one of the countries the Maasai live in. Next, desertification. This means that the earth is getting more and more land that has no plants. And in Kenya, this is happening partially because in Kenya, people burn wood. So this is making more desertification. And desertification means that dry land with no trees is increasing. Next, sustainable development. Sustainable development means to grow in a way that can be continued. So to grow in a balanced way. Next, GBM. This means Green Belt Movement. And it is Wangari Maathai's group of people who plant trees. Wangari Maathai's group is called the Green Belt Movement. Next, the Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Peace Prize is a prize given out in Norway to people who have helped humanity. It's a famous prize given out in Norway to people who have helped humanity. Next, the Kyoto Protocol. First, greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are gases like CO2. That cause global warming. Next, a 5% decrease. This is the goal for the whole world. It's the goal for the whole world by 2012, a 5% decrease. Next, a 6% decrease. This is the goal for Japan by 2012. Japan's goal is 6%. 8%, an 8% decrease. Central and Eastern Europe need to decrease greenhouse gases by 8%. So it's the 8% is the goal for Central and Eastern Europe. Next, a 60% decrease. This is the decrease needed to stop global warming. If greenhouse gases can be decreased by 60%, global warming will stop. That's what scientists say. Next, an 8% increase. An increase means it can be more. So Australia can increase by 8%. Next, the U.S. The U.S. is the biggest country that didn't agree to the Kyoto Protocol. They're the biggest country that didn't agree, the U.S. Next, Russia. Russia is the country that agreed and then made the Kyoto Protocol a real law. So because Russia agreed, the Kyoto Protocol became a real law. Next, Aceh and NGOs and aid organizations. First of all, Aceh. Aceh is the name of the area in Sumatra, the island of Sumatra. The country is Indonesia, and the area's name is Aceh. This is the area that was hit worst by the tsunami. Next, MSF. MSF means Doctors Without Borders. And this is a very large NGO aid organization. And their goal is to give people medical care. To give all people medical care. Next, Greenpeace. Greenpeace is an organization started in Alaska, and their goal is to protest environmental destruction and save nature, basically. They're also an NGO. The Rainbow Warrior. Next, the Rainbow Warrior. That's the name of Greenpeace's boat. Greenpeace has a big boat, and they are called the Rainbow Warrior. Next, UNHCR. UNHCR. UNHCR is the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees. And this is the part of the United Nations that takes care of refugees. So if many people escape from where they live because it's dangerous, then the UNHCR tries to help them. They're a very big organization, an aid organization. Next, UNICEF. UNICEF is the part of the United Nations that tries to help children. So it's the part of the United Nations that tries to help children. For example, they'll give medical aid or food to children if they need it. Next, the Red Cross. The Red Cross is an aid organization, and they give medical care to people, and they're famous for taking blood donations. And every country has their own Red Cross. Next, CARE. CARE is an NGO that works to solve poverty. CARE wants to get rid of poverty. They are a large NGO. Next, the WHO. This means World Health Organization. This is the largest United Nations organization about health or medical things. Next, the International Medical Corps. This is a group that is very similar to MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, except they work mostly in America only. Donations. Donations means, a donation is when you give money to an NGO or a charity to help them. That's called a donation. Next. Underground nuclear testing. This is the reason Greenpeace started. They were protesting underground nuclear testing. Underground nuclear testing means when they blow up a nuclear bomb below the ground in order to test it. Okay, that's a lot of words. Of course, not all of them will be on the test. But please pick out the important ones and remember. Okay, number two, please look at the texts. And to review for the test, please look at the texts and see, do you remember them? Do you remember the topics? Read them and listen to them again. Number three, the third thing to study is the essay. Do you have enough information to write the essay? Is your information sheet full? The essay question is your NGO text. And the question is, introduce an NGO or aid organization you found researching on the internet. Include the information below as much as possible. 100 words. So this is about 10 lines. All right. So good luck with the test. And now spend some time reading the rest of the texts. All right. Good luck.